Laughter yoga is a combination of laughter exercises and deep yogic breathing. So we just do the breathing, but we don't do any poses.
Right, so you're not doing downward dog or upward dog or anything?
No, we don't. We don't do any poses, but it is considered aerobic exercise where people walk around and move. They move a lot during a session, and we get people stretching and breathing and dancing and even singing. And so we incorporate the four elements of joy, which are laughing, playing, singing, and dancing. And then we also finish it off with a mindfulness meditation at the end. So it encompasses those three elements, the laughing, the breathing, and the meditation.
What is mindfulness again?
Mindfulness is being in the present moment and enjoying the time that you have. So what I do is I help people focus on their laughter potential. When people come and laugh with me, they have the opportunity to experiment with their laughter. And that's something that most of us have suppressed over the years. We've been reluctant to look silly in front of others when we laugh. And so this gives people the opportunity to liberate themselves through laughter. And when I lead these exercises, they're very easy to follow. You don't have to have any prior experience. And people just have fun with it. And as long as you have an open mind, you can really enjoy yourself and uplift yourself through laughter and get energized through laughter.
I wanted to ask you, do you sometimes get people in your classes, maybe they're stressed out business executives or whatever, that maybe they're a little skeptical of laughter yoga, and when they get done with it, they really say, wow, that was really amazing.
That's the number one reason why people try laughter yoga, is because of stress factors. So they need to decompress, and they come and they laugh. And initially they're skeptical. They don't know what it's all about. They don't realize the science behind it, that it was created by a cardiologist 21 years ago in 1995 by a medical doctor in India. And after having created this, there are now 105 countries that offer laughter yoga, and people laugh at over 6,000 laughter clubs all over the world. And so people who initially are skeptic, after about 10 minutes of following my exercises, they generally relax more and they lighten up a bit and they start having fun, and then they get really into it. And by the time that they go through all the exercises and the breathing and the meditation at the end, they feel so good, and everyone walks out with a smile on their face and they say, wow.
And Alexa, you've even traveled to India to study laughter yoga.
Yes, I studied with the founder of laughter yoga, Dr. Madan Kataria, in India.
What was that experience like?
That was a fantastic experience. It exposed me to the Indian culture, and it was a wonderful way to learn more about what laughter yoga university is all about. Actually, it's a university that Dr. Kataria is building up in Bangalore, and people come from all over the world to learn and study with him.
We're talking with Alexa Dubray and Bill Baker about laughter yoga, which is coming to Roanoke. Bill, you're retired, but you're now a jollyologist, and you're actually writing a book about laughter as medicine. Talk about why you wanted to bring laughter yoga to the Roanoke area.
I went through a traumatic experience having been run over by a jet ski back in 95 and had brain injury, and pulling out of the depression of that, I found myself watching comedy and humor movies and TV shows, and laughter really helped me get back in the groove, so to speak. And so I started researching Jollyology 101. That's what I was going to call my book. And I found that things like Patch Adams, and I went on the internet and found internet there a laughter yoga. And so I researched that on the internet and got involved with it, and went to a meeting up in Stony Point, New York in August, and came back enthused that we ought to bring laughter to Roanoke.
Of course, Patch Adams was the doctor Robin Williams portrayed in that movie. And so you're So talk about what you're actually doing here in Roanoke. You're going to set up classes and you're bringing on instructors?
We're calling them Roanoke Laughter Lab. And what we're going to do is have a meeting of folks who are interested in laughter and seeing about setting up laughter clubs throughout the area where people can come together and just laugh and experience the exuberance that goes with the refreshment of laughter.
Seems like something, I don't know why I thought about this, but it seems like something after this election cycle that people could use some laughter, huh?
Isn't that the truth? I've often thought that elections give you a real impetus for laughter because of the dialogue that goes on back and forth. It really is ridiculous.
So will these be paid classes, Bill, or do you envision them as just get-togethers? Will people get together and just...
Get together and laugh, yes. The Laugh Labs will be free, we hope to have people just experience the exuberance that goes with laughter.
And they can go to Roanoke Laughter Lab on meetup.com, correct, Alexa, to find out about this?
That's correct. And so Kyle Edgel and Bill Baker have committed themselves to starting up something in the area where people can come and laugh for free for an hour. And so that will be a wonderful thing for this community. And as a laughter teacher, that's what I do. I train others to become laughter leaders and start up laughter yoga clubs in there with different groups all around. And that is the way to get the laughter, to spread the laughter into and work with all kinds of groups that can benefit from de-stressing laughter. It also helps to regulate blood pressure, and it boosts your endorphins and your immunities. It brings people together. It's John Cleese says it's a real force for democracy. So what we're trying to do is ignite laughter instead of inciting anger.
Well, anybody that quotes John Cleese is okay with me. So I wanted to ask you, Alexa, you have an interesting background. You were a former chef, restaurateur, a fashion model, and now what's really turned you on to yoga and to laughter yoga?
Well, I've gone through some challenges in my life, and when I found out about laughter yoga and felt the effects of it, I thought, wow, this is really powerful stuff, and more people should be laughing. There's so many people that are in pain, in chronic pain, and suffering from all kinds of challenges in their life. And if only I had learned about this laughter yoga earlier, I could have applied it to my life and maybe worked through challenges in a more positive way. And so now, moving forward with this, I feel that it really does enhance my life in so many ways. And I apply my laughter every day. I laugh for 10 to 15 minutes a day. And so I teach other people the technique on how to do this, how to infuse their already existing daily routine with more mindful, purposeful, unconditional laughter. And I have to say that laughter yoga is not connected to any jokes or comedy. It's unconditional laughter. So we create the laughter wherever we go, and we're able to just laugh for no reason at all, just because it feels good, and we know that it's good for us. So it's actually getting into that mindset that laughter is an exercise, and we can exercise our laughter muscles anytime we feel like it. And we don't have to wait for something funny to happen. Although it's great if you can laugh at jokes and comedy, but if you can create your laughter yourself, that's even better.
We're talking with Alexa Drube and Bill Baker about laughter yoga. I wanted to ask you a couple other questions. One of them is, so what happens during these yoga sessions? Is the trainer or the instructor throwing out one-liners, or is everybody just joking, or how does it work?
No, we don't tell jokes. But when people come to us, we explain a little bit about the history, the health benefits, the many applications, and then we go right into a session, and we get people up on their feet if they're able to, or we can do this seated, just like chair yoga. We can be all seated. But generally, we get people up on their feet. We get them stretching, clapping, breathing deeply, and laughing. So we lead people through a series of exercises that are based on everyday funny situations. And, for example, we'll say forgetfulness laughter. And how many times do you come into a room and you forgot what you came into the room for? And so you just laugh about that. Oh, I can't believe I forgot again.
Well, I'd be laughing all the time.
Instead of getting really upset with yourself, instead of getting your blood pressure up, you can decide, oh, no, I'm going to laugh about this. And so even when you're driving in the car and you're getting stuck at red light after red light after red light, you know, what purpose does it serve to get your blood pressure up when you could be taking a deep breath and just going, ah, ha, 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 ha. And even though it's a fake laugh initially, it will turn into real contagious laughter after a while. If you're doing it with a friend or even by yourself, if you build up that laughter capacity and just tell yourself it's okay, give yourself permission to laugh. Don't take yourself so seriously all the time.
And Bill, have you found something this has been therapeutic for you?
Oh, yes. This has brought me through a lot of challenges. And I've always been a class clown coming along, and it was recapturing that meaning of people laughing with me and at me or for me, and it's really been very therapeutic.
And you don't have to go to the principal's office either.
That's right. I sat in the dunce seat for a while.
And, Alexa, I was even reading on your website that the Navy is actually uses for PTSD therapy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Combat vets love laughter yoga, and so do cancer groups, because it boosts the immunities, it helps you de-stress, it gives people hope, it connects people. And why mope around when you could be laughing and connecting with others in a productive way?
Hmm. And Bill, just to wrap up, how's your book on laughter as medicine, I guess, going?
Well, I found that I'm using my dog as the narrator, so to speak. And since I've become a clown with the Kazim Shriners, my dog is addressing me as the clown instead of the boss. And so I'm having a good time with the book.
Okay, just to wrap up, Alexis, is it one thing you want to tell people that are sort of skeptical when they hear this? What's one thing you want to tell them about giving this a try?
Well, I think you should keep an open mind if you can. If you feel like you're too serious, if you feel like you're anxious or depressed, or you're just in need of more laughter, I would love for you just to give it a try. Come out and laugh with these wonderful folks here who have invested their time and energies in creating this laughter lab, and see how this laughter yoga can make you feel. It's scientifically proven if you laugh and you use your diaphragm, you introduce more oxygen to your body, and this expands your arteries and draws the oxygen up to your brain. So it's really great for promoting heart and brain wellness. It'll make you feel really, really good, and you'll be so glad that you tried it. So just keep an open mind about it. And think about laughter as an exercise instead of going out for a run. Or in addition to doing that or lifting weights, you could also exercise with laughter.
Right. And you can go to Roanoke Laughter Lab on meetup.com to find out more about the local group getting started. Alexa Dubray and Bill Baker, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.